Former Kansas City Fire Captain Ray Elder is the department's historian. In its heyday, he says several presidents were guests of the Coates House Hotel.
The Coates House itself is actually was two buildings. One of them was built right after the Civil War. Then there was another add-on or modification in 1887. And that south side was part of that 1887. The Coates House is one of the finest hotels in Kansas City before the turn of the century.
After the fire, the historic Kansas City Foundation stepped in using all their resources with help from the business community. Bill Bruning led the task force to save the 92-year-old structure at 10th and Broadway.
You cannot imagine that corner without the building, but I think more importantly, with McCormick Barron, who bought it and rehabbed it, we saw a fundamental shift in what happened on the west side of downtown. We saw all of that lower scale, red brick development, townhouses, smaller properties, the preservation of the warehouses along Broadway.
Looking back, Bruning realizes how one building can turn a city around.
That by the Coates House being preserved and standing, becoming a viable economic entity again, it reinforced the fact that these old buildings downtown and elsewhere around the city had real value.
The section of the building that survived the fire is now home to the Quality Hill Apartments offices and apartments in the floors above.